Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Well, thank you, Roosevelt. What's the weather like out there?
It's hot. Damn hot. Real hot. Hotter than this is my shorts. I can cook things in it. Little crotch pot cooking.
Oh, can you tell me what it feels like?
Fool, and it's hot, I told you again. When you're born on the sun, it's damn hot.
It's Mike Shope.
So damn hot. I saw one of those guys in the orange robe burst into flames. It's that hot, you know what I'm talking about.
And the Bulldog.
It's gonna be like tonight, it's gonna be hot and wet. That's nice if you're with a lady, but it ain't no good if you're in the jungle.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Damn hot.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
I mean, you have people who... I'm short of this guy. Oh, the NHL draft is this week. Who are some names? Tell me some names. Where are they from? Position, size, you know? Mm-hmm. Give me... we talked to Scott Wheeler last week, and he mentioned somebody that sounded like somebody you would hate if he played for, like, Boston. Like, sounds perfect, you know? So the Sabres make this easy. I only go to, like, their pick, usually, with interest in the NHL draft, which is, you know, often Bulldog. Very early.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of names to have to memorize. Expected Buffalo. Like, I'm looking at Chad's Twitter today. Here are some options for the Sabres in the fifth round. Like, now we're talking.
They're digging in. Yeah.
Now we are talking.
No joke over there.
Oh, that's serious stuff. Chad DeDominicis is with us now on the Wester Hotline. I mean, Chad, I imagine I'm just really scratching the proverbial surface here with regard to your draft coverage.
Yeah. You know, Austin does a great job. He's our draft guy. Like, it's insane what he gets into. He rolls every single round. It's around round five. But like, even like when I read his seventh round one, I'm like, dude, what? Like, how do you know this much about these guys? Like, it's insane. But yeah, he does a great job. Like, you'll fully know a bunch of guys that may never play in the NHL, but after he tells you about them, you'll be like, yeah, we should definitely get that guy in the fifth round.
I love that. I mean, this is going to sound trite, but it's so great to know things. I mean, it's cool to have that kind of depth of knowledge. The thing about the hockey draft, and I don't need to tell you this, is the odds of players picked so late being, you know, any kind of NHL players, let alone good ones, you know, and somebody will always say to that, well, it happens. I mean, Zetterberg happens, you know, there are guys. Right. So I guess it's worth doing, but football is so much easier, I think, to latch onto because you have positional needs and, you know, I guess it's just going to be much better odds that in football's case, day three pick will make the league.
Yeah, and I mean, people, you know, they watch college football. I don't think anybody's watching, you know, tier two Sweden hockey to get a glimpse of some of these kids.
Right. And age is a factor there, too. I mean, you're talking about, you know, just your kid, they're kids. They're still drafting kids, and you just don't know what's going to happen between ages 18 and 22, let alone beyond that. So there's a lot to work with there. What kind of value do you think pick 9 has, Chad? We've not spent a lot of time in here pondering the idea of the Sabres trading that pick for something. I know it's been a popular sentiment year over year, and it may be peaking this year. Like, it's time to not just draft an 18-year-old and, you know, use the pick for something else. But to me, I did say last week briefly, we talked about it, I feel like it's probably a sweetener in a bigger deal, if anything, because I don't think 9 is getting you a player that you're going to be excited about. like of an NHL player already, I mean.
Yeah, it's, you know, the thing I always go back to is if you look at history, there's, you know, it just doesn't happen. I think when I wrote my article about it the other day, I think it was in the last decade, there's been three trades. For, you know, significant, at least, roster players back. So it just doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. And the last one was like DeBrincat. The one before that was like, I don't know, like 7 years ago. So it doesn't happen. And, you know, like it's hard to say because if you'd asked me this like a month ago, I'd have been like, I don't know, probably not a ton. But we're the week of the draft, and then you're hearing all of this stuff where it's like, yeah, I mean, you know, 9 could be in play, but then Utah maybe wants to move their pick at 4, Nashville at 5, and then, you know, the Chicago at 3, and you get all that, and then, like, you get to pick 25, and you're like, there hasn't been a single trade. It's really hard to say at this point, really, what teams want to do. And it's the thing is, too, this is a, you know, I know Frondell recently is, you know, Session 32 Thoughts, is getting some push for number 2, but I still think that Schaefer and Misa are your top 2, and then you start to kind of drift off into a different level from there. So really outside the top, like, 5 to 8, maybe you make us say 5 to 10. I don't think there's, you know, a lot of high quality after that, which then can then reduce teams trying to get up to that spot and get those players if the class isn't that great. But then you have the James Hagan thing, the rumors with the Islanders, that seems to be real. They're trying to really get up, you know, and get him, the Long Island kid, to make it a whole story thing. And, you know, you didn't think he could drop to 9 as of like a month ago, but now you're seeing mocks where he's dropping to 9 and 10, and you're like, well, maybe it can get there. So I don't know. It's hard to say. Like, sure, could it be there? Yes. Could they use it as a piece? Absolutely, as a you know, component to make a bigger deal. But it's hard for me to get too excited about it because it just never happens.
Yeah, I mean, it's that for me too. Teams are afraid, even in football, teams are afraid to trade their first round picks. I mean, it's like, why? It's why they're there. They're, literally this year in the NFL, we got to the day of the draft and not a single first round pick had been traded yet, which, I mean, that's unusual, but I think they're afraid to do it. And of course, Chad, the Sabres are not the exact perfect idea of a team that should be looking to trade its best draft asset because they're not good enough. You know, they're not, quote, win now, but maybe they are, right? Only win means make the playoffs. I think maybe they are thinking in terms of win now with that sort of lower standard. Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree. You know, it's hard for me to – we had a fun conversation with a couple of Sabres Twitter people yesterday going around about, like, you know, for certain trades, would you take maybe a futures thing? And then it's been like, well, I would, but do they think that? And, it's, you know, it's kind of – it's really hard to understand where they are because it's – on one hand, you're like, well, Kevin Adams, this has to be the year. This is his last chance. And then you think about it, well, he's actually, you know, probably safe, to be honest, because Terry Pegula loves him and he's bringing in new guys. And it's really hard to get a sense of direction of where they want to go. I think, of course, they want to be a playoff team, and I think that's the message they have to some players. But I still think if you get an offer that makes sense that is for quote-unquote futures, maybe like a 21-year-old defenseman or something like that, I still think you consider if it's the best offer you have there, you just got to sell it properly. But I don't know. It's hard to really get a gauge, to be honest, on what they want to do. And really nothing would surprise me in terms of, you know, a type of trade that we get back. Pushing all in for a playoff team or something that involves more futures than help now.
Right. And what they think they're accomplishing and what we all out here think they're accomplishing may be different things. I'm sorry. I'm still thinking of the famous clip of Terry Pegula through the closed door in an in-house PSE produced piece talking about Taylor Hall. Like, we're a cup contender now. And, like, I don't know. Did anyone out here think that they were a cup contender because they signed Taylor Hall? I didn't. I thought it was a cool thing, a cool shot to take, but it didn't, like, turn your franchise around. And certainly the results speak for themselves, but even at the time, I thought, whoa.
You're saying he made a misjudgment?
Just a slight one, yeah. So, I don't know, man. Like, what do you think, you know, what you just said, Chad, about the trading the draft pick itself sort of can be extended to the entire week here, like the business of the NHL and trades leading into the deadline or the draft or free agency. We often get this sort of buildup, like, oh, I'm telling you, it's going to be a swap meet out there, the cap, this, that, teams that are crunched and whatever. And I just feel like it almost never lives up to it. So How busy are you bracing for or expecting the bracing connotes negativity? I don't mean to cloak it that way. Do you think they'll be busy this week, the Sabres?
I think they'll get a couple of things done. I do know they want, you know, the Byram thing, I think, will be done. I would anticipate probably this weekend, but definitely by the 1st of July, because they don't want that to get to offer sheet land. That limits your possibility of making a trade. So I think they're going to make sure that's done before that can even be a possibility for them. So I think
Chad,
Byron for sure probably happens.
Sorry, done how? Like signed or moved?
Oh, moved. No.
Okay.
Moved. I would be stunned if he signed. I think for sure he's moved.
Okay.
I would be shocked. And then beyond that, it's do they get a restricted free agent done? Do they pull off some other trade? I know there's a lot of Paterka stuff out there. You know, every time I check in on that, it just seems like that is not what it's made out to be in terms of a trade.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he goes. I don't know. But just every time I check in, the answer is nope. We're just nothing really going on. Just talking contracts. So, you know, we'll see where that goes. But I do think that they'll be active. I keep telling people my gut belief is they want to do something, I think, that I don't know if I catch his attention is the word, but at least it's significant enough where it's not just like it's not a Ryan McLeod trade. It's
right.
Something that a few people, the people in the league talk about maybe for the day, like, oh, Buffalo guy. I mean, like the Zegras thing in a sense is kind of like something for a day we'll talk about, you know, with getting that type of player, something that catches some league attention.
Yeah. Do you feel like any opportunity was missed there on Zegras?
I don't. I'm not a big Zegras guy. I just don't think he's a fit for what they want to do anyways. He is more of an offensively focused player. If they were going to bring him in to play wing, maybe I could listen to it, but my fear is they would try to make him a center, and I already have enough question marks, so I don't need another one.
Right.
And the price was low, but, you know, I'm just I would hope they have something bigger going on than that.
Trevor Zegras traded today by Anaheim to Philadelphia. Chad DeDominicis on the Western Hotline. Yeah, I had to jump in there. I got scared with Byram.
He'll be done, right?
Like, wait a minute, what?
Right. What do you think his value is? Does he and nine, maybe I mentioned nine as a sweetener, Chad. Do you think Byram and nine get you what? A partner for Owen Power, a top six winger, or is that too rich?
No, I think there's definitely interest in him. I think there's some value there that they have to make sure that they cash in on for sure. I think teams think that he's a better player than he is. Like, someone's going to get him to be our first pair defenseman, and you know, all the power in the world to him. I mean, you never know. Situationally, system, maybe it works out, but I'm glad the Sabres aren't going to go that route. But yeah, I think there's value there that they should get decent assets out of it. They should get something that is a decent return people are happy about. Now, if it's like more, like I said, if it's pure hypothetical, like if you get like Wallander and the first round pick back from Vancouver, people are going to be like, what are they doing? They got a 20-year-old and a first round pick and another one. But you know, you have to have a front office that's savvy enough to go, okay, I have two first-round picks. Now I can maybe use one of those to get something else. And so I think it depends on the return. But if like that, something like that comes back, I think I'd be fine with that. And really, I don't think we're going to be disappointed in a Byram deal. I think at the end of the day, they did pretty good there, knowing the player that we know him. I'm not really nervous about that trade.
Where are you, Chad, as somebody that follows the Sabres and cares about them, I mean, follows them closely and cares about them so much, on the never-ending discourse about players on the team wanting to actually be on the team? That, you know, the Paterka stuff might revolve around, does he want to leave? We've had this with Alex Tuch. We've had this with, obviously, good to great players over the years many, many times with the Sabres. Like, how do you sort of process that? What do you think when you hear people talk about that? I mean, is it fair? Is it overrated? I don't know. I wonder what you think about that topic.
I think it's a mix. Like, I think it's fair in the end of players themselves being upset with the situation that they're in. And I think that's part of Paterka's thing is not only does he want to, it's not so much he doesn't want to be in Buffalo. I think he wants to get paid fairly, and he also has some concerns about the direction of the team. And those are fair concerns. Again, I don't think it led to a point where he's asked to be moved or, you know, wants out. I don't think we're there yet. But I think overall, you know, yeah, I get it. I'm in the spot where, like, a guy like Paterka, or even Dallin, if he came to you and said he wants to move, like, well, you're not tough luck, man. Like, you signed a contract at this point. Like, I think you got to start pushing back on some
people. Yeah.
I think if you're just letting everybody who comes to you and says, well, I'm unhappy, okay, we'll move you, like, you're setting a bad precedent. You have to push back a little bit. And I think that's maybe one of the reasons why they're not so keen on trading Paterka. Well, yeah, you might be happy. Well, I don't know, man. You got 4 years until you're an unrestricted free agent. So, I don't know. What are you going to do? Not go get an offer sheet, please, because we're just going to match it. You know, so it's, you know, he's kind of in a tough spot for where he is. But that'd be my mindset. Like, if you have guys come to you that are asking to be moved, unless they're like a year away from walking away, like, I don't know. My pushback would be, you know, tough luck. You sign a contract. You know, we're trying to make the team better. Hopefully it works out.
Yeah, I kind of got to that at one point last week, Chad, because I do think is more thinking about Tuck even. And not that, look, I don't know what kind of, well, certainly don't know how you feel about it, but let's talk about it. Alarm bells went off for me when he talked on locker cleanout because, you know, he did say the things about.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Like liking it here and liking the group and all this sort of stuff, but when it came time to talk about and was asked about a contract, it was, I haven't thought about it at all. I got to talk to my wife, and that just sounds like someone's, you know, a running back stiff arming a defensive back. I don't want to talk about this because you're not going to like what I really have to say about it. And so I don't have to be right about that. That was just my read. That just sort of set me off on, oh my gosh, if the face of I want to be here for the turnaround says I don't want to do this anymore, that could be really tough. And I ended up at both he and Paterka, I think you should do what they should do, what you just said, which is we're just going to run it. We're going to run it this year and we'll see what happens. If we make the right moves in the summer and we can get to the playoffs, maybe everybody wants to stick around a little bit longer. And it doesn't seem like the worst idea in the world, but because you can't just keep trading every good player when they're close to being able to leave you.
Yeah, I agree. Well, if it makes you feel better, the Tuck thing, I think that he would be open to staying, and I think I even told you recently, or somebody, I forgot, some interview I did, that I wouldn't be surprised if they get something done this summer. It really wouldn't shock me. I get it. When in the moment you hear that, you're like, oh God, especially for what we've been through. But you know,
there is scar tissue that causes that reaction. Yeah.
I think ultimately, you know, he would be open to staying here if they can meet the right terms. But overall, yeah, I agree. I think you just have to be like, you know what, you know, we're pushing in this year. I get it. You're unhappy. We're going to try to prove it to you. Get on board. Like, there's nothing you can do about it. You signed a contract.
You've been sharing trade ideas through the last couple of weeks here with the draft coming up. Do you have a favorite? I see Rossi's name a lot.
Yeah. No, I really, that's weird, because this year, like, well, I mean, Robertson was my favorite, but that seems to be off the board now.
Yeah.
So I don't really have one, to be perfectly honest. It's kind of a weird spot for me. But yeah, like, Rossi makes sense. They need another centerman, ideally. I mean, we were talking about playoffs here, and, you know, what real playoff team is going to go into the season with a 21-year-old first-line center and a 20-year-old first-line winger? Invented in Cooley, because as much as we all love them, like, I mean, that's, come on. They could use a center. I think the contract ask might be a little scary to them. I mean, that's just me guessing. You know, the 7x7, whatever he's reported to be asking for. I don't know if they really want to do a long term on anybody, but maybe he switches teams and he's open to short term. I don't know. But as an idea, I'd be open to it. There's not really anybody that I'm crazy about. I mean, there's a couple of guys that I like. There's interesting ideas that really you can pull off of any team. It feels like this year is a hard year to get a grasp of what teams are really going to do. You hear a lot of names from, like, the big media guys, and then, like, you read articles from the local guys, maybe a little more in touch, and you're like, nah, I don't think they really want to move that guy. And you're like, okay, well, I don't know who's getting traded then. We'll just see. It's classic NHL where, like, all these guys are on there, and, like, four of them actually move, if that.
Right. I think I read Rossi, maybe even at your place, Chad, wants to get somewhere where he can be a number one center. And I don't know. Is that
scared me too? Yeah.
Is that right? I mean, does that line up? Like, wasn't he playing at the bottom of the lineup by the end of the year for Minnesota?
Yeah, that's why he's mad, because they put him in there in the fourth line player in the playoffs. When I saw that, I was kind of like, oh, like, if he wants to be first line center, I don't know if he's that.
Right.
It reminds me a little bit of Natchez. Like, he doesn't want to stay in Colorado. He's unhappy because he wants to be a first line center. And it's like, buddy, there's like three teams I've now told you that you are a winger. Like, just accept it, you know?
Right.
Like, so, yeah, when I hear that kind of thing, it kind of like gives me some hesitation. But I don't know, maybe like you trade for him and he sees he has Josh Norris and Kulik ahead of him. So in his head, he's like, oh, I could be a top line center here because Norris only plays 20 games a year and Kulik is 21. And, you know, you can make that work.
Let's end on Norris, Chad. What are your expectations? Is it too hard to say with the injury risk with him and how his Sabres career has started?
Yeah, basically. If he plays, I think you have a decent player there, but if he plays is the thing. And the other part of it that really has really bothered me from day one when they made it, like, he's a little bit better of a defensive player than Cousins. Like, that's fair. But it's the stylistic similarity to a lot of the players of him being a straight finisher. And there is just not any, like, playmaking ability there. Like, his primary assist per hour, like, the last couple of years is, like, near the literal bottom of the league. I think I saw a tweet where Ryan Reeves had, like, a higher primary assist per hour rate than Norris had at 5-on-5. So, yeah, like, you know, you have a lot of finishers on your team, and then you added another one, and, oh, by the way, he now makes more than Cousins, and he signed for, like, 5 or 6 years. It's like, and then you have the injury stuff. So, yeah, I mean, if he plays, I think you have a decent player there. It just increases the need to get some sort of playmaking player in there that can distribute the puck to all these guys that finish. But at the same time, like, they score these goals every single year, so maybe it doesn't matter. I don't know. But logically, you would think they need some sort of puck distributor in the top six.
I know Mike said we'd finish on that, but I want to squeeze in, I hope it's not too long a response. What's your idea in goal?
I mean, what they'll probably do is just go with what they have and Levi and Luukkonen. I don't love it, but I don't. At the same time, like,
I can't find a better idea.
Exactly. That is the exact answer. That's the best way to put it. I can't find a better idea that's reasonable and realistic.
We need to find somebody who can find a better idea. If we can't find a better idea, someone we need to find somebody who can. No offense to you both. Thank you, Chad. Well, it should be an interesting week. Let's hope, anyway.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope we get some fun stuff to talk about.
Let's go. Thanks for your time.
All right, thanks, guys.
Chad DeDominicis from the Great Expected Buffalo. He's the founder. I have thoughts.
Good. It's only Monday at 4:30.
We got
time.
I've got thoughts about like the direction of the franchise, if that's not like too wide-ranging. 803-0550, if you do too. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Back after the update, this is WGR.
I'm in the spot where, like, a guy like Paterka, or even Dahlin, if he came to you and said he wants to move, like, well, man, that's tough luck, man. Like, you signed a contract at this point. Like, I think you got to start pushing back. If you're just letting everybody who comes to you and says, well, I'm unhappy, okay, we'll move you, like, you're setting a bad precedent. You have to push back a little bit. And I think that's maybe one of the reasons why they're not so keen on trading Paterka. Well, yeah, you might be happy. Well, I don't know, man. You got 4 years until you're an unrestricted free agent. So, I don't know. What are you going to do? Go get an offer sheet, please, because we're just going to match it.
Chad DeDominicis, just before with us, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, Chad of Expected Buffalo. You agree with that, right?
Yeah, I don't know that I've really gotten to a point where it's come up in here with you, but I was on with Sal last week. I don't remember what day, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever day it was. And I said it with him. I'm like, you know, at some point, I think you just have to stop giving in all the time. Guys could end up leaving you for nothing, but you're kind of spinning your wheels here. So, you could regret it. It's something they haven't tried, really. They have mostly, well, at least unless we don't know about it, we usually know if a guy is unhappy. And across the line, it's just, okay, you want to go now? Go. You know, we don't want you if you don't want us, kind of thing. And I get that, you know, you don't want to have, you know, rotten apples in the locker room that are miserable, that are, you know, it's going to drag everybody down. But they've been carrying this, oh, the room is great. Everyone that's here loves it. They love the guys. They love the chemistry. Really tight group. And it hasn't gotten them anywhere. So I don't know. Maybe some dissension could be healthy for them. I don't know. I'm exaggerating here just to make the point. It's a thing they haven't tried. Just sort of standing firm. No. We have your rights. You have really no the only leverage you have is I'm unhappy. I'll resist the urge to put on a voice for that. I'm unhappy. You're unhappy. Too bad. You're a pro hockey player. You're ours. We're going to figure this out.
Are you, this point, are you thinking of examples that are post-Eichel?
Not really. I feel like that's the last time we had this, I think.
I that's how I see it. And guys like Kyle Okposo, you know, these players at Skinner that have left since weren't even good enough to be that relevant.
Yeah, they weren't the storyline out. Right.
No, right. The storyline was never they want to leave. And that's just somebody I'm forgetting. But it's been a few years, is what I'm saying, since they were living that way. And when that all happened, Reinhardt and Eichel were close enough together. O'Reilly before them.
Yes.
That's all like sort of eventually it's Adams taking over and trying to stay above water, you know, trying to move players, stars that he felt like he had to move, which I would agree with, and make the best of it. And he really, I mean, I guess Levi will determine the Reinhardt trade's fate, mostly, but I it could have gone worse is all. I think in mm-hmm. how that all went down. So now you're a few years later, and even with the Adams, you know, the unfortunate press conference and, you know, players wanting to play for the Sabres, it's not so like right now, it doesn't have to be right now, so the world we're living in, so the big obstacle, this, the desire of the players on your team or even guys outside. So, I mean, yeah, I think you can push back. I just don't think it's necessary. I don't think they're drowning from mm-hmm. nobody wants to be on the team. You know, I just don't see it quite being that bad. And if I'm them, I know, would I do any worse is what you're thinking when you're driving around. Like you wish I was they. I think it's not ideal, just to put it mildly, when you're a team in their position, like in the standings, and you're looking at the upcoming, your assets. It's like, we've got to get better right now, because that's what a team like, I mean, I want to say like Toronto, but they're already so good. The teams I'm thinking of are already so good. Some team that's just like, they made the playoffs this year. They made a move. Ottawa, or even better team than Ottawa, is like, okay, this is the moment. It's been more than a decade since the Sabres have been in that chair. But this is the moment where we trade our picks, we trade our top prospect, and we get better. And that move, fans love it, especially when you're like an Ottawa or a Buffalo or a team that like almost never seems to do it and has never won a championship. So that's hot. And it would send a jolt through your players. And that's how you save Tuck and Paterka if they need saving.
Right.
So, and your fan base. The messaging is always just like, it always is at best, like it stops short from the Sabres. They just don't message at all, or just like, they're just invisible. If I were they and I intended, the play was to trade that ninth pick and to get more serious on the ice this year, everybody would know it. My players would know it. I mean, I'd have to sell it. I don't know if Adams can sell it, or if he plans to do it. But everybody would know it. If you have a team on this drought, and what you're really thinking is, we're not good enough to trade our top 10 draft pick for somebody who's 29, or say, like, we're not good enough to do that. It's not the right moment yet. If that was what your thinking was, you would not want to promote that. Like, the fans will hate that.
Right.
You can't, you know, really sell that right
now.
Nobody
wants to hear a speech about replenishing the system.
No, but it's not that it doesn't make sense.
No.
But it just doesn't apply.
It's kind of warranted. They're not what they were even 3 years ago. Guys have graduated, and the shine is off some of the guys. We talked with Wheeler on last week, Scott Wheeler from The Athletic. You know, like Roseanne was 2 years ago, like, oh, that's a shiny object in your system. And now there's questions about, how did he phrase it? Is he a quadruple A, 4A player, right? Just not going to graduate to being a top line offensive player in the NHL. He's in the AHL. He is that. Yeah, I mean, that's tough. That happens as guys get older. It's one of the reasons why, to me, you know, you're picking, you don't know if you're going to pick right, but you trade away Matt Savoy, you know, because who knows? You got five of these guys. They're all not going to hit. If they do, you probably don't have room for them all anyway. And max out on their value now before they end up, well, turning into guys that look like they might project as 4A players. So you get, you know, they're not great organizationally right now, but I still would trade the pick. It's 14 years. You gotta do something else. And, you know, the whole draft, develop, sign model is taking body blows from the Florida Panthers, who had exactly three players that they drafted on the back-to-back cup-winning roster. Three players that they drafted.
Well, they would, maybe Adams would tell you that's their advantage.
Sure.
Because they are a destination now. Maybe they just recently became one. But that's, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
Of course.
I think they did. I think when Tkachuk decided to go there from Calgary, right? He wanted out of Calgary. I'm not signing an extension in Calgary. I want to go somewhere else. And him choosing there changed that entire franchise. The Sabres need their Matthew Tkachuk moment. Like, they need a guy that is credible and impactful enough on the ice, off the ice, in the room. Like, the fans need it, the room needs it, the organization needs it, and like, just, I mean, good. It's hard to find. That's a high bar, right? Making trades, making moves, getting bottom six guys and third pair guys. Okay, it's a little bit painting by numbers. No, you know, it's harder than that, but it's really, as far as GMing goes, you can do that job. This is the That this is the tree. You got to find the right guy, sell him on the idea of coming here. If they have protection, waive it, and we're going to make this thing sing. Because this is a market that should be ready to blast off if we ever get good. But you got to find that guy.
I don't know how you sell it, though.
To the guy?
The team is just too sad.
Yeah.
Like, the building is sad. The whole thing is just sad. So how do you convince somebody that this is actually where they should want to be? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe if they're from here, you could do it. I don't know. I don't know how you sell that. But that's what the job is. Yeah, like, it's nice if you're a GM and you find out that Matthew Tkachuk wants to play for your team. And so you just have to figure out how to get him, but
right.
He's going to wait for you to get him. Like, that, you want him back. You want him too.
Mm-hmm.
So you just got to figure out the deal. Reminds me, actually, of Jim Boeheim once. I remember being at I've said this before. I don't have very many Jim Boeheim stories, but I've got one or two. And I was at a luncheon with him once many years ago, and we were talking about recruiting. And you know, he said what you would expect a coach to say about the rigors of it, the rules and everything. Mm-hmm. And it's
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Different now, but still, like, you're trying to find somebody that wants to go to Syracuse. And they had a great tradition, so it wasn't, like, the hardest selling point, mm-hmm. school or anything, but still, like, not everybody wants to go there when they can go, you know, anywhere.
Right.
And he's like, so there are efforts you make and doesn't work out because there's only so much I can offer as Syracuse. But then one day I'm sitting in my office and somebody knocked at the door and I opened it. It was Ronnie Cicely. And he said, I want to play here. There was no recruiting. Ronnie Cicely, this is the 80s now, but like was this Greek god who just showed up at Boeheim's office. And like, I'm Ronnie Cicely. I want to play for you. Like, okay. That's Kachuk. Yeah, that's what I'm going for here.
We can make that work.
We can find room for you. Yeah. And then they're on the national championship game.
Right.
Like, so nice if you're lucky enough to have somebody knock on your door and want to rescue the Sabres.
Yep.
If there's some,
that's one of the reasons why, and look, it's not, I want to say this, but I want to make sure it's clear that it's not bankable. I'm in no way predicting it, but one of the most impressive things about Kekalainen being brought in as an advisor is that he did this with Columbus with Johnny Gaudreau. Now, that it didn't get to, his life got cut short tragically, so you didn't get to see it in full bloom, but he pulled that off. And we've talked about it a few times. Paul brings it up too. Like, that was not on the radar at all. It's still even kind of shocking that it happened. That he, he'd go anywhere he wants, and he chose there. That's the kind of thing you're going to need that. You need someone, because that was prime of his career, just excellent player, just check every box. And he chose to go there. Boy, who is that guy out there? I don't know who it is. I mean, I can give you all the list of reasons why it won't be this guy or that guy. They all center on what I feel about the Sabres organization right now. But I don't know what those guys feel about the organization. I assume they feel, worse than me even, because they probably know a lot of stuff that we don't know.
Well, they've got to, I don't know if this is even within their potential, but I would be just trying to find anybody that meets certain criteria, not just the quality of the player, but personality types. What would make this better? Like the room, all the kinds of things. How serious is the guy? Do we need seriousness? How sort of like loose is the guy? Do we need loose? Mm-hmm. Whatever. And I don't know if that's like within the potential of the Sabres to like sort of comprehensively. Maybe it is. Maybe all teams try to do this, but figuring out that right fit. So you check multiple boxes at once if you are able to find quality, and that makes the guys you have that are fuzzy feel better. Like, all right, well, that's a serious move. The Sabres just have not made hardly any moves, year to year. That's been its own problem, right? They sit still when things they go and lose 13 games in a row and nothing really changes until they finally win. And the season is kind of killed already by that. So I don't know who it is either, but I feel like in a vacuum, it's not a team that should be trading a top 10 draft pick. Like they're still, they need more good players, even if it means 2 or 3 years away. Because, you want this to last more than 1 year, whatever it is. So that doesn't feel right, but they just don't have the luxury, I would call it a luxury, of, considering that option seriously. It's just the whole reputation of this thing is just so shot. Out here, I think it is, that you got to bring it back to life somehow. Somebody has to bring it back to life somehow. The guy that was supposed to, the Ronnie Cicely in the Sabres example is actually named Terry Pegula. He's the one who was supposed to, that's how it was sold, by him. I'm coming in, and we're not going to, cut corners anymore. And this is a serious team now. Kind of went the wrong way. Yeah. Went the other way, eventually. 803-0550 for your thoughts. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR. Haven't gotten to any Bill stuff today. There's not a lot, but there's always something. And I've got a couple of thoughts that are sort of about the Bills.
Okay.
For later, maybe as soon as the top of the hour. How talking about the Sabres and, selling it. How did I do right there? Wow. I can't miss that. What's it going to be? Here's Jay with us. Hi, Jay.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. And correct me if I'm wrong, but there just seems to be no urgency on Adams to do his job. I find it hard to believe that he would be a GM and any other NHL team with what he's done here. And if he drafts a player with that pick, he's not doing his job. All this noise that they want to make moves, they want to do this, they want to do that. and they're drafting somebody that's not going to play on this team for 3 years. And I believe Paul said it about a week ago. If something doesn't change, there's going to be a mass exodus out of here pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the fans don't even want to support this team. Can you imagine having to play here if nothing happens? I mean, it doesn't look promising, guys. And that's just my take.
Okay. Thanks, Jay.
I definitely feel you. I am, despite there being an organizational need to replenish high-end draft picks and make the system flush again, I'm as open as I've ever been to them trading a pick. I just don't know that you're going to be able to find a deal. If the draft isn't great and that impacts the value of the pick, I mean, you want to just trade it to trade it? I don't think I want to do that. You want to make a deal, you know, you got to find something that you believe in that you think can help you, that pick can be of value to you to help get done. And that's not exactly threading a needle, but it is also not, it's not a basketball hoop either that you're shooting at. It's a moving target, and I don't think it's that big. So I think it's hard. I just don't think the pick has on its own. You need to find a way to package it up, and a team has to, you know, give you something you want or need back, and I just don't think it's that easy.
What's interesting and not a good thing about the fans, I think, right now, is that I think they're just sort of like kind of shot. I think fans are just, I mean, if I want to ask for the purposes of, you know, co-hosting a talk show, well, what would you do? And fans are not going to have encyclopedic knowledge of everybody's roster. But, you know, just philosophically, what would you do? And, like, I don't know. What answer do we get? Here's one guy. It's easy for him. You know, you got to trade the pick. And, you know, you also rightly say, well, we don't know the value of this pick necessarily. Like, if people don't like everything you just said, if people don't like the draft, and maybe they think you're sort of in a vulnerable position being the Sabres, that you kind of have to do something that in a vacuum you wouldn't do, then, you know, you might expect to do badly in a trade.
I think the rest of the league, I'm sure, has noticed, not that everyone's going to like knee-jerk and turn to the Florida model, because there are certain advantages that they enjoy, but draft, develop, and resign has gotten kicked in the groin here. And so you're trying to use a ninth overall draft pick as an asset in a league where the team that just won the cup twice in a row had three players they drafted on it. Again, not everybody can pull off what Florida has pulled off, but it could be like a turning of the tide to some extent in how business is done, at least teams that are trying to win championships. And so I just don't think it's that easy. That said, like, this is not a sympathy segment for Kevin Adams. Like, he's got a job and he's got to do the job. And it blows my mind he still has the job right now, but he does. I just don't think it's easy for us to say, trade the pick. What am I turning it into? You know, if I don't make the pick and I could have drafted Zach Benson again, yes, you're going to have to wait for that to happen. And we're still waiting for Zach Benson to really happen. He had 29 points last year. But you're getting up something that can grow. But we're tired of growing because the plant, we don't water it enough. The plant always dies. So you want to get something that's already stable and ready-made. But I don't think 9 gets you that on its own anyways.
28 points.
28, sorry. Thank you. All right.
If it was more, I wouldn't have said it. But if it was less, so it's even less than you said by one. 803-0550, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. Let's hear your ideas. This is WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.